Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2013. Now it's time for OAUG Radio. And here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Oracle Open World Stone, this is Lee Cantor, and we are rocking and rolling here. This place is buzzing. I heard the number, 60, 70,000 people are attending this show?
Incredible number of folks. Now, not all of them are here to see us and hear us, but maybe I think a few are.
Well, it's only day one. By the end, they will have all heard us.
So the morning was a lot of fun. We caught up with some old friends, made some new ones, went and grabbed some lunch right across the street. We're in the heart of it down here. Are we on 4th and Market, something along those lines?
Somewhere in that area.
So we're in Moscone West Center. We've been talking to folks all morning, and now just after lunch, our first segment this afternoon is going to be with Chief Marketing Officer for EIS Technologies. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Mr. Mark Ramos. How you doing, man?
Fantastic. How you guys doing?
I am doing well and been looking forward to having you because you came by early this afternoon. One of our people tried to put you to work in a different capacity, but we knew you were going to come visit with us. We've been looking forward to it all day.
Yeah, but did we get the internet fixed?
Absolutely.
Right? I just showed up, right?
That's right.
It's the magic touch with the EIS, right? So what are you guys doing for folks?
So we specialize in ad hoc reporting. So really any and all of the data that you capture within any of the Oracle modules, HR, payroll, manufacturing, all of that good stuff, we help bring all of that data to light. And we put ad hoc reporting in the hands of the end users to help them get the most out of their Oracle investment.
And now that reporting is not automatically built into the, I don't know, the off-the-shelf Oracle? Or
no, because you got to think of all of the different types of data that Oracle allows you to capture.
Yeah.
If you just think of just your people, HCM, how much data is there? You look at accounting, you look at financials, how much data is there, and how do you want to consume that data? Oracle does a great job of helping paint the big picture against that data. What we do is we bring it down to the user level to where they can use it on a day-to-day. So really, as a platinum partner with Oracle, it's a great friendship, a great business model where they're big providers of the big pillars, the big data, and we help bring it to light so that the users can make great use of their investments.
Now, can you talk a little bit about your customers? Do you have a sweet spot that you work in?
Yeah, the world.
So, the world?
Yeah, we have clients that that range as low as a couple hundred employees, as all the way up to clients that are global, locations all around the world, hundreds of thousands of employees. Hundreds of thousands of questions, hundreds and thousands of data that resides in tons of different databases. And so really the sky's the limit for us. All verticals, all client sizes.
Now, Platinum Partner, that's not something you just write a check, fill out a one-pager, and learn the secret handshake, right? You have to earn that.
Oh, yeah,
just
absolutely.
Speak to that a little bit, sure. If you will, that Platinum Partner thing.
Yeah, the value there is, A, as you invest in Oracle, anyone that touches your Oracle system or any applications that you run within Oracle as well, you want to make sure that that application and those folks that are working on your systems are not only validated, but the technology is integrated as well. And so as a Platinum Partner, yeah, we do make an investment into that partnership, but it also means that Oracle goes through with a fine-tooth comb all of our technology that resides within their clients' Oracle systems, that it is integrated, it is tested, and that it goes along with any and all of their Oracle upgrades. And that's very important because you don't have to relaunch or re-implement whenever you go through an Oracle upgrade. The tools that you invest with EIS go right along with.
Now, this is a big show, obviously. Do you have any announcements or anything special newsworthy that's happening aligned with this show?
We do. So what I invite everyone to see is with EIS Tech, along with our 20 by 30 booth over on the 3800 aisle, we also are launching our new website, which touts all of our applications that our new releases that work within Oracle, as well as our professional services that we're now bringing to the table. And all of that's outlined on our website, EISTech.com. We're now a certified Oracle education partner as well, which means we can now sell Oracle University content and resources.
And is that a recent development?
That is. So we just announced that within the last 30 days.
So what was the thinking from a strategy standpoint on to get involved in that side of the business?
Well, there's one thing. Our tools work very well within the Oracle space, but to truly be experts within the Oracle ecosystem, we wanted to make sure that we understood the technology all the way inclusive of Fusion. We wanted to be the market leaders in terms of thought leadership in what Oracle's doing. We wanted to have a firm grasp or understanding so that our technology matches Oracle's business strategy and Oracle's business plan as well. And the only way to do that is to understand from an education standpoint right. what we're doing. And then, of course, any of the upgrades, implementations as well, we want the folks that we put on site, on Oracle client sites, we want to make sure those folks are certified as well.
So how does an engagement work? Walk me through, if you will, at least some of the early stages of an engagement where after some ad hoc reporting, we may not even really know what we need and want. In fact, I'm not even sure that we know the right questions to ask, right?
Yeah,
So walk us through some of the early part of that engagement cycle, if you would.
Yeah, the beauty of it is the pain that is felt within the market space for us really starts with the users themselves. You know, the big C-level, the big IT executives make a huge investment in Oracle, but at the end user level, you have folks that are used to having data instantly at their hands.
Right.
And when they invest in Oracle, one of the first pains that are felt is, well, wait a minute, I don't have a firm grasp of my financial or accounting or HR. The data that I used to have, I don't have that. So they'll come to us with that pain of, I just want to be able to run reports because the way we're running now, I have to go to IT. They have to recreate a query from scratch, and there's a bottleneck there, so I can't make the decisions I need. So we go with an ad hoc, immediate solution around reporting. And then as we're engaged with those folks, they'll get to know our team and our services, and they'll say,
and they go, what about this?
Yeah, right. Exactly. So reporting's our wedge, and then now as they're looking with Oracle's new release of 12.2,
right, so now they're going to have problems there, right?
Opportunities.
So right. While we're there in-house, then maybe it's an upgrade to R12.2. It's an education around a particular module. Well, we're here already, so let us walk you through.
Right, so you're organically gaining more and more business over time.
That's right. We're really not in it for a 60-day implementation of report.
Right, like where you're in and out. You're trying to build a relationship. You're going to work with them over the long haul.
So we have clients that are 2, 3, 4, 5-year engagements where we really help them continue to get the most out of their Oracle.
Right. It
started off as reporting, is now a full-blown relationship where we help them run their business.
Right, so that's where the professional services was just a natural outgrowth.
Absolutely. You got it.
So what is your day-to-day life like? I mean, I personally have been accused of being a salesperson or even an account manager, but as far as being a chief marketing officer, what is your day-to-day?
He doesn't have to do anything. They just see the word EIS and boom.
No, that's it.
Call,
that's
right?
So it starts from the beginning. You know, it starts with the EIS tech brand, EIS technology brand. What is it? It's also inclusive of our partnerships. What does it mean to be an Oracle Platinum partner?
That's a big deal.
Yeah, and how do you build a story around that? So once you have your brand and once you have your story, which, by the way, is never done, it's constantly in flux.
It's always evolving, right?
Then you look at all of your digital marketing presence, where we are today.
Right.
It's, you know, investments in shows like these are huge. This is where you get your face-to-face. But every single day, how are folks finding you via the web? Digitally, how are they finding you? So it's managing and creating that footprint to make it easy for folks to find you globally.
So you're doing webinars and presentations and white papers?
That's a piece of it, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of people think, well, yeah, that's easy to do. Well, really, that's about 5 to 10% of what we do.
So what are other ways you're getting the word out?
Sure. There's different things that you can do in terms of optimizing your website, optimizing your content, backlinking to other sites, for instance, OAUG,
right.
Participating with their web events, their radio casts, their podcasts, so that you're flowing content and information back and forth. And that's really what gives the entire community, from a vendor, from an Oracle, and from a user group perspective, that way you're moving forward as one big group with one big voice as opposed to each individual. And that's really how you make a difference digitally.
Now, can you talk a little bit about your relationship with OAUG?
Yeah. We spend a lot of money with OAUG. We're a five-star alliance for the past X number of years.
Man, they go first cabin for all these things, right?
I noticed that.
They're like the platinum partner. Yeah. You don't see like three-star and bronze partner.
No,
right?
We pay to play.
Go all in.
We're all in. Yes. We have a 20 by 30 there. I think we're 20 by 20 with OAUG. For years, we've been tremendous partners with you guys. Huge investment, but from my perspective, it's not one where you can just show up at a show and people see your badge and you're in. You really have to invest in the community.
Right.
You have to invest in the people and you have to invest in the content. And really, that's the charge that gives everyone a bigger footprint. You know?
And that's a good lesson for business people in general. It's better to go deep in certain strategic partnerships rather than kind of just superficial in lots of them.
That's right. And if you look at our website, we actually categorize OAUG as a business alliance or business partner. Uh-huh. To me, it's not an investment. You know, I write that check. I sign that check every year. But we get tremendous ROI from the OAUG community. We get tremendous visibility throughout the community. And it's I highly recommend it.
And so on the backside of this event, what will you or your team do? Will you reach out and communicate with some of these new relationships you're building and maybe start some of these conversations about ad hoc report? Look for that wedge, I guess you're talking about.
It is. I won't go too deep because we do have some competitors here, but basically...
we don't want to share too much of
the
secret
sauce. We don't want to give out the secret sauce, right?
But basically, one thing that we have implemented is creating a true marketing ROI on all of our investments.
Uh-huh.
So as we look at Open World, as we look at OAUG, it's one thing to invest big, it's one thing to talk big, but then you've got to follow through to show real ROI dollars that are attributed to those investments. And that's really, as from a CMO perspective, that's half of my job. Is the budget and ROI on
and accountability.
Programs.
It's not just branding for the sake of branding.
That's right.
There has to be some, it has to land back on the bottom line.
Yeah, that's it. You guys got it. See? Come on.
It's the ad hoc reporting that makes it easy.
Exactly. Yeah. That was a slam dunk for me. Well, thanks so much, Mark Ramos.
Thank you guys.
For coming by, man. It's been an absolute delight.
You got it.
All right, what's the best way for our listeners to reach out and learn more and have a conversation with you or someone on your team?
Sure. EISTech.com. Really simple.
And the website now has just loaded with information, right?
Loaded with video content, all of our solutions from a product perspective, all of our solutions from a personnel and services perspective, and education. And we just launched that site today.
It's fresh.
Today is launched today on the website.
It's fresh.
And in booth number or general area of the booth over in the 3800s.
3800s. Come
on down. In Moscone West, right?
Yep. 20 by 30 can't miss us, and we're giving away about $3,000 in cash and 3 Kindles over the next 2 days.
Oh, baby, turn the mics off. Let's go to 3800.
Over there.
All right, we will be back in a few from the floor of Oracle Open World 2013.